Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal has joined a bipartisan group that is calling for federal resources to combat opiates, especially as a new deadly one hits Connecticut streets.
The new, more dangerous opioid threat includes counterfeit OxyContin that contains fentanyl, highly deadly, and also carfentanil, which is a tremendously powerful opioid, 10,000 times as powerful as morphine, and mere contact with it can be life-threatening. These new lethal opioids, fentanyl, which is now used in counterfeit OxyContin, as well as carfentanil, pose new deadly dangers to Connecticut and the country. And that is why we need more resources, as I am calling for with a number of my colleagues in a bipartisan effort. We need to increase our commitment, and we are writing to the Senate Appropriations Committee to vote additional resources to the fight against these new lethal opioids like fentanyl and carfentanil that are increasingly found on the streets of Connecticut and around the country.
And carfentanil is not your average everyday prescription medication. This is something that is used to tranquilize elephants, right?
Carfentanil is actually designed for animals, not humans, and is used on animals that are much greater than human beings in size, and therefore carfentanil is much more powerful, 10,000 times more powerful than morphine, and it is way more powerful also than opioids like oxycodone and OxyContin. So it poses the danger of overdose and interdicting fentanyl and other synthetic opioids with high-tech chemical screening and supporting laboratory work to provide for antidotes to overdosing is very, very important.
And can you expand a little bit on this bipartisan plea for federal help?
There's a bipartisan consensus that we need to be upping the federal government's game. We need to be galvanizing and mobilizing the kind of support necessary to fight these drugs. The kind of budget submitted by President Trump that would cut life-saving drug treatment and prevention programs is cruel and craven. Rather than cutting these programs, catastrophically reducing them, there's a need to increase the commitment to drug treatment, prevention, education, as well as law enforcement. We will waste dollars and lives with the Trump budget cut, and that's why I hope there'll be bipartisan consensus in favor of increasing the commitment, not diminishing it.
And to boot on that, it's even more important now because carfentanil, a drug like that, is not something that what law enforcement and first responders are able to combat, say, heroin and prescription drugs with Narcan or naloxone, as it's also called. It doesn't react the same way with a powerful drug like carfentanil.
Carfentanil actually poses a law enforcement danger to police and firefighters if they come in contact with it. A cop in Ohio needed 4 doses of Narcan to be saved simply by coming in contact with it when he made an arrest. And so it poses a danger that is overwhelming law enforcement and certainly mandates additional resources to fight against these new lethal opioids, whether it's fentanyl or carfentanil. The Customs and Border Protections authorities need to detect it before it's smuggled into the United States. More investment of resources, not less. It's what's required for these deadly drugs and the spread of the opioid epidemic around this country. It's a public health crisis.
That's Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. He says he's alarmed by the new deadly opiates and counterfeit prescription opiates.